Did you hear the president yesterday? We need to do something about social media. As a matter of fact, I was watching that address yesterday. I'm going like, who is this guy? Where's Trump? What have you done with Trump? Bring him back. This calling out, we need to do, and we must address white supremacy. This has nothing to do with white supremacy. This has to do with dark supremacy. It's not white supremacy. It's dark supremacy. It is the opposite of Christianity. That's what's going on here. You can't fight this with a law. It's not going to obey a law. Look what it's done. It doesn't obey laws. Rod Dreher, what would it even mean to people? Now he makes a great point here. What would it even mean to people? Oh, wait a minute. I got to finish the... Okay, so after the Minstrel Munchies, that's Connor Betz's band, after they play at this summer massacre festival. Now, I got to ask the question, who rents the space? Now, again, Karl Marx may have been a wacko, and he was. He had one thing right. The capitalist will sell the rope to hang him his own self from. What do you free marketeers say about, well, if they want to have a festival and call it Massacre Fest, well, I'll rent them the space. This is where you want to be when Jesus comes back, man? You want to think about that?
Just because you can doesn't mean you should.
That's right. Mrs. O'Connell says, just because you can doesn't mean you should. In a follow-up to the story that was published at BuzzFeed, they write this, update, musicians in this genre, that's porno grind, posted messages online saying they were disgusted by Betz's actions. You write songs about having sexual, not just sex acts, sodomy acts with dead people. And you're actually, you want us to believe you can actually be disgusted by something? What do I look like? I just fell off a turnip truck? I'll tell you what, we're disgusted about it. You know, if they would sing it, we're disgusted about that, we're disgusted about it. Dreher, what would it even mean for people to take pleasure in making music about sexual violence and necrophilia to be disgusted by anything? Vice News did a story on the porno grind genre. Vice quotes a guy who plays in another porno grind band that shared the stage before Connor Betz's band, the Minstrel Munchies. Listen to this. Now, by the way, go look at the gallery that I put together for today's pile of prep at MikeChurch.com. In it, there is a T-shirt that until yesterday or 2 days ago was available for sale at Walmart. It quotes the maniacal, diabolical, evil serial killer, Richard Ramirez. It's a hand holding up a pentagram with a quote from Ramirez on it. What the hell is going on here? What is wrong with you people? Still, he says, and this is from the Vice story about porno grind. Still, he says he finds it hard to believe the dehumanization portrayed in the music contributed to an environment in which Betz felt desensitized enough to commit actual violence himself, including shooting to death his own sister and her boyfriend, two of the victims of his rampage. Can you say Amityville Horror? Ralph Sarchi and I, in our series, mini-series, which you ought to go download right now on iTunes, Ralph Sarchi and I pretty much proved, using the available evidence, that the elder Ronald DeFeo knew his son had a bogey on him, knew his son was either obsessed or possessed, did everything that he could, had an exorcist come to the house, and was planting statues of St. Joseph around the house, was carrying them in his pocket, and he was so afraid of what his kid was going to do, he handed them out to neighbors. I have the tape. It's on the miniseries.